Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today's show is sponsored by Tesla Box, offering real-time sentry alerts with video and seamless cloud and on-device backup, all via a simple USB connection. Now, let's dive into Cathy Wood's latest moves. She's been selling off Tesla and Palantir while piling into Meta and AMD.
It's a fascinating shift. While ARK Invest still champions Tesla's robo-taxi potential, projecting an $11 trillion market, their actions suggest a rebalancing. They're betting on Meta's resurgence after a strong Q3 earnings report and AMD's growth, fueled by an 18% year-over-year revenue increase.
Is this a sign of wavering faith in Tesla, or simply portfolio diversification? The timing is interesting, considering Tesla's upcoming robo-taxi launch in Texas and California.
It could be both. Profit-taking on Tesla is understandable after its impressive run. However, the substantial investments in Meta and AMD indicate a strong conviction in their growth potential. Perhaps they see more immediate returns there compared to Tesla's long-term robotaxi vision, which still faces regulatory hurdles.
The simultaneous dumping of Palantir, despite its recent 52-week high and partnership with L3Harris, adds another layer of intrigue. What do you make of that?
It suggests a reassessment of Palantir's long-term prospects. Despite the positive news, ARK might be concerned about competition or other factors impacting their valuation. This contrasts sharply with their bullishness on Meta, indicating a strategic shift towards companies they believe are better positioned for future growth.
It's a high-stakes game of chess, and only time will tell if Wood's moves pay off. The market's reaction will be interesting to watch, especially given the contrasting narratives surrounding these companies.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that even the most successful investors constantly adjust their strategies based on evolving market conditions and company performance. This dynamic nature of investing is what makes it so compelling.
So the Delaware Court of Chancery is aiming to rule on Elon Musk's controversial $56 billion Tesla pay package by the end of the year. This follows Judge McCormick's earlier ruling that the compensation, tied to stock options, was unfair to shareholders.
This is a pivotal decision with massive implications. Recall, the initial ruling voided the package, deeming it unfathomable due to the perceived influence Musk held over the board. Now, the court is reconsidering whether a subsequent shareholder vote effectively reinstated it.
It's a complex situation. On one hand, shareholder approval seemingly legitimizes the package. On the other, the original concerns about board independence and the sheer magnitude of the compensation remain.
Exactly. The judge's decision will set a significant precedent regarding executive compensation, particularly in situations involving influential founder CEOs. The balance between shareholder rights and rewarding exceptional performance is under scrutiny.
The timing is also interesting, given Tesla's recent performance and the broader market volatility. A ruling against Musk could introduce further uncertainty, while a ruling in his favor might be seen as a vindication of his leadership.
Absolutely. The market will be watching closely. This case underscores the ongoing debate about corporate governance and the role of shareholders in overseeing executive pay. It's a high-stakes legal battle with far-reaching consequences.
From a Tesla towing an ox to a rat hitching a ride on a car bonnet at highway speeds, our listeners sent in a video of this bizarre incident in China.
It sounds almost comical, but it highlights a serious point about vehicle maintenance and potential hazards. Rodents can cause significant damage by chewing through wiring, nesting in engine compartments, and even creating fire risks.
Precisely. While this rat's joyride might seem amusing, it's a reminder to check your car regularly for signs of pest infestation. Prevention is key, especially considering the potential repair costs and safety implications.
Imagine the chaos if that rat had gotten inside the cabin while the car was moving. It underscores the importance of keeping your vehicle sealed and clean, not just for aesthetics, but for safety and functionality.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, while Tesla's advanced sentry mode can deter some unwanted guests, it might not catch a nimble rat. Regular checks and preventative measures are still crucial. Tesla Box, real-time sentry alerts with video, seamless cloud, and on-device backup, all with a simple USB connection. Now let's discuss GM's evolution under Mary Barra's leadership. She steered GM through a significant shift towards software, electrification, and autonomous driving. But how does this legacy automaker truly compete in the fast-paced tech world?
Barra's background is intriguing. Her father, a die maker, instilled a hands-on approach to technology from a young age. This foundation, combined with her engineering degree, positions her uniquely to bridge the gap between traditional automotive and cutting-edge tech.
It's a fascinating blend, but the transition hasn't been seamless. Recall the Chevy Blazer software issues? Barra made the tough call to halt sales, prioritizing customer safety over profit. That's a significant marker of a shifting company culture.
Absolutely. And her emphasis on safety extends to autonomous driving. While the Origin, GM's driverless car, faced regulatory hurdles, Barra's commitment to a collaborative approach with regulators is crucial for navigating this complex landscape.
The competition with Tesla is undeniable. Barra acknowledges Tesla's influence in accelerating EV adoption, but GM's strategy is distinct. Their focus on affordability, range, and a robust charging network aims to address key consumer concerns.
The charging infrastructure is indeed pivotal. Partnering with Pilot Flying J and investing in a network of reliable, well-lit charging stations is a strategic move. It directly combats range anxiety, a major barrier to EV adoption.
And what about the data aspect? GM's vehicles are essentially data centers on wheels. But the OnStar data privacy incident reminds us of the delicate balance between leveraging data and respecting consumer privacy.
Barra's hiring of a chief privacy officer from a tech company signals a commitment to addressing these concerns. It's a recognition that GM must now navigate the complexities of data privacy and cybersecurity.
Indeed. And let's not forget the global landscape. The explosion of EVs in China presents both opportunities and challenges for GM. Barra's insights into the Chinese market and its impact on global competition are particularly relevant.
Her emphasis on supply chain resiliency is also noteworthy. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted the vulnerabilities of global supply chains, and GM's focus on onshoring and nearshoring is a strategic response.
Finally, Barra's focus on AI is forward-thinking. From manufacturing processes to driver assistance technologies, AI is poised to transform the automotive industry. GM's investments in this area are crucial for its future competitiveness. From data privacy to Shaq's Cybertruck obsession, the automotive world keeps surprising us. Shaq's getting his third Cybertruck, a custom wide-body Cyberbeast. This isn't just another Tesla, it's a statement.
It's fascinating how Shaq's enthusiasm translates into free marketing for Tesla. His custom Shaq Cat, with its tri-motor configuration and 845 horsepower, is a rolling billboard. This speaks to the growing trend of celebrity-endorsed luxury EVs.
This Cyberbeast replaces Shaq's Dodge Charger Hellcat. It's not just about the vehicle, it's about the lifestyle, the brand, and the attention it commands. It's a calculated move, even if driven by pure enthusiasm.
Absolutely. And it's not just Shaq. We're seeing more celebrities embracing attention-oriented, branded luxury EVs. This reinforces the idea that sustainability can be synonymous with luxury and cutting-edge technology.
It's a win-win. Tesla gets the celebrity endorsement, and Shaq gets a unique vehicle that matches his larger-than-life persona. It's a smart marketing strategy, even if unintentional. Tesla's stock ticked up slightly, but the overall sentiment from analysts is a hold, with a price target significantly below its current trading value. Quite a few analysts even recommend selling. What's your take on this disconnect?
It's a classic case of market sentiment versus fundamental analysis. The market's pricing in Tesla's future potential, particularly in AI and autonomous driving, while analysts are more focused on traditional metrics like PE ratios, which appear inflated. The divergence in price targets is also telling. HSBC's target of $124 is dramatically lower than Wedbush's $300. This reflects the high level of uncertainty surrounding Tesla's future performance.
The insider selling activity is also a bit concerning. While not massive, it does raise eyebrows when CFOs and SVPs are offloading shares. How do you interpret this in the context of the hold rating?
Insider selling isn't always a red flag. Sometimes it's for personal financial reasons. But combined with the hold ratings and the mixed signals from analysts, it warrants caution. Investors should carefully weigh the risks and rewards before jumping into Tesla at its current valuation.
Thanks for breaking that down. We'll be right back after a quick message from our sponsor, Tesla Box. Real-time Sentry alerts with video, seamless cloud, and on-device backup, all with a simple USB connection. Now, back to the show. So with all this considered, what's the bottom line for investors watching Tesla?
It's a high-risk, high-reward situation. If Tesla delivers on its promises in AI and autonomous driving, the stock could skyrocket. But if they stumble, the downside could be substantial. Investors need to be prepared for volatility and have a clear understanding of their risk tolerance. This isn't a stock for the faint of heart.
Sound advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Tesla Daily.